Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi. Bechoris Daf Chaf Vav. We are holding on the very bottom of Chaf Hayim Beis, so it's two lines from the bottom. Meisve, here comes a Kasha. Kasha on Rish Lakish, who presented as follows. You see, a Bechor is not meant to be shorn. It's Osir Min HaTorah to shear the Bechor. Loi Sogeis. What if some wool, some hair just sheds naturally, just, you know, from growth, it just detaches and sheds. Midrabanan, one may not benefit from those hair for concern that he might be inclined, it might cause him to, it might tempt him to delay the akrava of the bechor when it's a tam, or in the case of a balmum, to just hold on to it so that he can have more of these sharings and sheddings until he gets to do the shechita. So, the Rabbanan, currently speaking, you can't benefit from the hair, from the sheddings. However, according to Akavya ben Mahalalel, mentioned in the Mishnah, after the fact, so after there's a shechita, or according to some, even after the bechor dies, at this point, he can benefit from that hair which he had put aside for the meantime. So now, after the death or the shechita took place, it's matur everything, even the sheddings. So according to Akavya, it's mutur. According to the Chachamim, it would be asur. There were two versions in the Machlekes. According to some, the Machlekes is when he shechted the Bechor. In that case, Akavya ben Mahalalel maintains, look, he's motivated. You see, he's trying to eat the Bechor. He's not going to hold on to it. He's not going to delay. So there's no reason to forbid those sheddings after the Shechita. Whereas according to Chachamim, it's still asur. We don't differentiate. Sheddings are asur for concern that it might cause delay in all circumstances. According to the other version of the Machlekes, all agree that if he shechted it, it indicates motivation. He's not going to hold on to it. He's not trying to delay. The sheddings are mutter. It's only when the animal died, in which case the whole animal is asr bahanov. Bechor that died, you have to bury. What happens to the sheddings? Chacham maintain it's asr. Akavi says, you know what? It's after Misa. There's no concern anymore. You can use the sheddings. Now, Rish Lakish presented as follows. You should know that the only way anybody would allow the sheddings is when this Bechor who had a blemish, this Bechor Balmum, had already been certified as such by a Mumcha, who gave a green light to go shecht it. So now it's a step to the Shechita. At this point, we assume he's motivated to shecht it, to look after it, rather than just holding on to it. So in this case, we allow the sheddings to be used after the Shechita. But if there was no Mumcha involved, it was just a blemish which has yet to be certified as such, we don't give it that status. Maybe here comes a kasha from a brayso, which indicates otherwise. Hatelish tzemer, person plucks some wool off the bechor tam, the unblemished bechor. That's a no-no. Ava b'shenol by mum. Even if it so happens that a blemish had surfaced on the bechor, v'shechted, then he shechted it also. You can't use that tzemer, which had come off while the animal was tam, unblemished. There's nobody allows that. Certainly, in that case, all agree it's us, Rashi explains, because if we allow it, then he's just going to hold on to it. He's going to hope for, actually, he's going to hope that the animal gets a mum. So for all those reasons, he's going to hold on to it. And, you know, which makes it more convenient to shecht it in the backyard. So we disallow the sheddings. Time with a tam, apparently. That is specific to the fact that it's a tam. We turn to the next amid. But, let's say it's blemished, even without that official certification, habal mum shari, that it's allowed. Even though there's no mumcha involved. That's a kasha on Rish Lakish, who sets it as a precondition. Answer, Tana kolech loitira mumcha tam karile. The Raisa referred to a bechor tam, unblemished. It was even blemished, but it wasn't yet certified. That's called unblemished. In fact, certification is required. Perhaps this question is up to machlekes. do we need certification as a prerequisite or not? Hatelosh tzemen b'chartam. Okay, so once again, we have this b'raisa, the hair of the b'char, who's a tam at this point. Ava b'shnel b'mum, even if a mum surfaced later, b'shachta n'shachta, it's asr. Because nobody allows the sheddings of a b'char tam. Okay? So whether he plucked it or whether it shed, same story. However, b'chol b'amum shentel shemen avachach meis. Let's say we have a blemished b'char whose wool had been detached, and then the b'char died. So there was no shchita, rather it died. Akavya ben Malal Matir allows these sheddings after the animal dies. V'chachamim oisrim, they don't allow. Okay, so they maintain that it has the same status as the dead b'chor, it's asur, off limits. Okay, so that's opinion number one. Shitas Tanakam. B'chor bal mum, meis. Akavi says yes, use the sheddings. Chacham say no. Here comes opinion number two in the braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Loi b'zahit akama malala. No, if the animal died, even Akavi would not allow it. Rather, ela b'sar b'sar b'char malum shenasha v'nicha b'chalon. Rather, only in a case where the sheddings was put aside, v'achakach shachta, then he shechta the b'char, which indicates motivation. Which indicates that he's trying to look after, he's not going to hold on. But then, in this case only, akavya ben malal matir, akavya says it's okay to take the sheddings after the shechita, v'chamim ha'isra, they say, no, we don't differentiate, it's us. Okay, so that's opinion number two. Opinion number one was that the machlokes was by a b'chor that died. Opinion number two is only when there was a shchit. Om Rabbi Yaisi, says Rabbi Yaisi, you know, my father, whose name was Chalafta, Moide Abba Chalafta, my father, Chalafta, who was one of the members of the opposition to Rabbi Yaisi, he was one of the to Akavya, he was one of the Chachamim, he would agree that Bazeh, he would agree in this case Shumuta that it's okay to use, because all agree that if he did a shechita, chose motivation, it's okay. Aval b'yichud amr chacham, but truthfully b'yichud b'emes b'boros, says Rashi with clarity, chacham allow the use of these sheddings after the shechita. They said, look, leave it in the kavi, shemesh tikva, perhaps there's some hope. Which means that if he'll shecht it, then he can go back and use the sheddings. Shechotoy, Devri HaKol Mut, all agree that if he did shechit, it's okay. It's only by mace when it died, which is in line with the first opinion in this price. Machoik is limited to mace. There's no indication that the owner is motivated. Akavi Mamal Al Matir, he says it's still okay. Now, it would seem like opinion number three, which is Rabbi Yaisi, is precisely repeating opinion number one. Hayatana Kama, that the machlokes between Akavi, who allows the sheddings, and Chacham, who forbid, is specific to a mace. But by Shechita, all agree. We see the owner is motivated to take care of the animal and to shecht it. All agree, it's okay. So why repeat the same opinion again? So there must be some difference over here. And perhaps the difference lies, the machlokes is pinpointed to that question of whether, aside from being a Balmum, it has to be certified as such by a Mumcha in order to give us this allowance. Allah, it must be Yitira Mumcha. The difference between opinions is whether or not we need a Mumcha on board to certify it as a Balmum, to open the door, to give us the green light, to make it ready for Shechita. Tanakama Savar, Tanakama says, yep, that is a precondition. If a mumcha certified in, yep, then we allow the sheddings after the shechita. But otherwise not, because only when you have the mumcha on board, it's so close to shechita, it's ready to go. But otherwise not. V'as Rabbi Yisi l'meima, comes Rabbi Yisi, which is the third opinion of the Braisa, and disagrees. He doesn't require that as a precondition. As long as it's a bal mum, it's okay. Avagad loytira mumcha, even without the mumcha. So perhaps this statement of Rish Lakish that the mumchas certification is indeed a requirement is really up for grabs. Machlagas tanaim. Amar Rava, no. All agree a mumcha is needed. But otherwise it doesn't work. So back to the Braisa, we have to reshit us. What are the three opinions? What is the substance of the machlagas? The truth is, v'sholosh machlagas b'davar, we have three opinions on this topic. Unrelated to this question of certification. So again, according to Akavya, the sheddings are mutter. Chachamim say asur. Well, we have three ways to explain the machlekes. Is the machlekes whether there was shechita or misa, or is it only by shechita but by misa they all agree it's asur? Or perhaps by shechita they all agree it's okay, machlekes is only by misa. So three ways to look at it. Because we have mitigating factors in all directions. The question is, which one to adopt? Shechita, in a way you could say, is more reason to allow, because you see, he's motivated to shecht it. He doesn't look like the type to hold on to the animal. The Tanakama Savar, the first opinion, holds pligi b'meis, vodin l'shechata. We don't differentiate between death and shechita. Either way, we have the same achlekes. So why in the Mishnah do we find the machlekes by relating to mace? So why in the Braisa do we relate the machlekes to mace? To highlight Akavya's shita that is lenient even by mace. Next, Rabbi the Sover, Rabbi the Holds, b'meis tiver kol osra. If he died, there's no indication that the owner is behaving and motivated to address the bukhar, in the proper time frame. So all agree it's osra to take the sheddings, for he might be inclined to delay even further. Keep ligi b'shach, the machalik is about shechita. Akavi says, okay, chom say not. But osra b'shalameima comes a third sheet and says, b'shachta, when there's a shechita, tiver kol, mut all agree, we can allow access to the sheddings. Keep ligi b'meis, machalik is only b'meis. Amar of Nachman, what's the bottom line? Halach, Rabbi Yehuda. We go with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is that machlekes is only by shechita, but by misa all agree it's asur. Why do we adopt this approach? Hoyel utnan bebchirasa, because in the Meseches Idiyos, which is the chosen, those halachas were presented on the first day of Elazar ben Azariah's assuming of the mantle of Nesius. Everybody was there, it was discussed and elaborated and analyzed, and it was considered a unanimously agreed upon halacha. So anything in that mesech is called b'chirasa, that has more weight. So according to the version discussed there, this is the correct context of machlekes, and that's what we adopted. Because in the Mishnah and Edyos, it's aligned with Rabbi's opinion, the snan, as we find in the Mishnah. We have the sheddings of the b'char b'almum, which were put aside, v'chakach shocht, and then he did shechita. So we see the machlekes is by shechita only. Akavi b'malal mater allows it, v'chacham v'ayisrim. So we see the machlekes is focused on shechita, but by the bechor which just died, by misa, all agree it's asr. Amar of Nachma Yitzchak. Guess what? If you take a look at our Mishnah and Maseches Bechoros, we'll find a similar indication. Masnis namedekim. Take a close look at the lashon. We'll find that it jives as well. That's not. Look at the last halacha of the Mishnah. So after we discussed the machlekes, we have a new halacha. That's not. Semahar meduldol bebuchar. So we have some loose hanging here on the buchar itself. It didn't shed, didn't fall down, but you see it's like separate from the rest of the wool growing on the. So it's been detached from its source, but it's still, enmeshed. Is it part or not? Esher nira imagiza mutav. It looks like part of the rest. Okay. Esher nira also, but otherwise not. Now, who's speaking in this part of the mission? Whose opinion is reflected here? Mani. Ilim Rav Yesi. Is it Rav Yesi speaking? And he's telling us, look, v'mai, what happened? Ilim b'shachtei, did he shecht the b'char? Now, Rav Yesi holds that if there was a shechita, even the sheddings which are sitting up in the closet are okay. Certainly, if it's still on the animal, bein akavya, bein rabban, but whether it's akavya or rabban, there's no disagreement. Either be the mishashari, whether it's part of the rest of the wall or not, it would be okay. Even on the shelf, it's okay. Well, the mace. Apparently, the animal died. Now, v'rabbanan, the animal died. Now, if it's the rabbanan speaking, idvi the mace or astri. According to rabbanan, whether it's still on the animal, it looks like part of the animal, it looks like it's part off the animal, either way, it's astri. Because, as Rashi explains, the wool on the dead at Bechor is usher as well, has to be buried. And detached sheddings, Rabbanon say, have the same status. So why are we differentiating between, you know, what it looks like part or not? Via Akavya, if it's Akavya speaking, that this semi-detached, this dangling, you know, hair, if it looks like part of the rest, it's okay, otherwise not. It's the opposite. If anything, it's better off than on. Because the animal as is going to be buried. If Chami Bailey should have stated it the other way. Nira Magiza Asr looks like part of the rest of the wall. It's Asr because it's Demisuka Asr, because it's part of the dead animal which becomes Asr in its entirety. Eino Nira Magiza Mutar, if it looks separate, it's dangling, it looks separate, then it would be a reason to permit it. Demikara Talish, because it was detached before the animal died, then it separated. So it totally doesn't match with Rabbi Yesi. Elapshita Rabbi Yuda. Oh. So apparently this Mishnah, this Halacha, will have to be in line with Rabbi Yehuda's perspective of the Machlokes between Akavya and Chachamim regarding detached hair. So again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, if animal dies, all agree detached sheddings are asur. By Shechita, Akavya allows, Chachamim don't. So now it's going to work. We might, what happened here? Ilam b'meis, this Bechor died. Okay, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no hope for whether the wool is on or off. There's no hope. Bela kabin rabbanu, according to all opinions, either the mase asr, whether it's on or off, it's asr. Whether it looks like part of the, you know, the either it means whether it looks like it's part of the rest or it's looks detached. Either way, it's asr. Mase asr. Ela b'shachta. Apparently, he did shechit on the bechor. It didn't die naturally. He shechted it. And the Mishnah says, this semi-detached hair, well, it depends. If it looks like the rest, then it's okay. If it looks detached, it's asr. Now, vila kavya, if we're calling like akavya, idividi mishashari, what's the problem? Whether it appears like the rest of the wool or appears separate, it will be okay. Because after shchita, even detached wool is okay, according to akavya. Elolav rabbanani. Apparently, this opinion, this halacha, matches with the rabbanon, who say, that even if you shechted the bechor, if it's really detached, it's asr. It's asr forever. Once asr, always asr. And the saving grace will be if it looks like the rest of the wool around it, still on the animal. That confirms Rabbi Yehuda's approach to the whole machlokes, that it's limited to a case of shechita. That explains the halacha in the Mishnah. But if there was misa, all agree, detached here is asr. Okay, so again, let's just recap. Minatoyer, one may not do any work or share a bechor or any other carbon for that matter. Now, if the wool happens to shed, whether he plucked it or it happened to shed by itself, but the rabbanon it's asur, in order to discourage, you know, the owner from being tempted to delay the shechita of the animal, delay the hakrava, in order to benefit from these sheddings. But what happens with those sheddings post Nisa, if the animal died, or there was Shechita, Akavya says it's okay, Chacham say not. And we have three ways to understand the Machlokes. Either the Machlokes is by Shechita only, but not by Misa, or by Shechita all agree it's okay, by Misa is the Machlokes, or the Machlokes by both. But Rabbi Yana, here comes a new question, similar but a bit different. Instead of a Bechor, he took a Oila, unblemished, and he ripped off some of the Tzem. What's the status? Toilosh Meikim Adeshari? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? If he actually pulled it off, that's a transgression. He's not allowed to do that. Of course it's Asr. It's a Rasha, Rashi says. Now we're going to go to Rabbanon. That hold that by a Bechor, those detached are Asr, even after Shechita. Right? But perhaps it's only by Balmum, where, you know, the fellow is going to hang on to it in order to benefit from the shedding, because the balmum is not meant for a carbon. But here we have an oila temima, unblemished, which is meant to be offered as a carbon. and there's some sheddings here. And then he went and shechted the oil, brought it as a carbon. What's the status of those sheddings? On the one hand, you can say it's asr, like anything else. But on the other hand, you can say, look, by the bechor, it's not coming to atone. It's not coming for kapara. So there, you know, he takes his time. He might just hang on to it for the sheddings to come. But by an oil, by a carbon, which he needs to be makriv, maybe there is no such concern that will just delay. So the first question off the bat is, the first response off the bat is, what do you mean? He pulled it off, he's a rush, of course it's us. Rather, let semer, shenit lashmoilat mimimau. He didn't pull it off, he just got detached from the unblemished oil. What's the status of that semer after the shechit of the oil? Now, the chatas v'asham lo tiboil, there's no question. If the type of karm which offers kapara, like a chatas and asham, the kivan kapara also, since coming to atone for a sin from which he has benefit, well, mashal, he wouldn't just tarry and delay. So there's no concern, and therefore we don't forbid the sheddings. The chayv maser nami, on the other side of the spectrum, we have bechor and maser, which are not the kivan lava kapara, also not coming for kapara. So there, the concern is very real that he'll just delay in order to benefit from the. He's not in a rush. Mashilu? Okay, so we know these two things. On the one side of the spectrum, we have the Bukhara Maser, Asr. On the other side, we have the Chatas V'Asham Mutter. What about something in the middle? A carbon which offers some element of Kapara. Is he tempted to delay or not? Kitibel, the question will apply to Oila by an Oila. My. What's the status? Given the Ikar, Lava Kapara also, since it's primarily not coming for a Kapara, Mashilu might be tempted to delay to benefit from the shedding, so there's reason to forbid. Or you can say, given the oil and amim chapra say, ultimately the oil does have a secondary sort of purpose to atone for a fellow who overlooked the mitzvah say. Loi mashlo, so since he has that benefit, he wouldn't delay. And there's no reason to forbid the shedding. Toshmai comes a riot, or tzemer b'chor tam. Okay, so this is the third time today we have this price. He plucked off the tzemer from an unblemished b'chor. That's a goner. Even if a mum developed later, shachti asr, and he shachted, these sheddings are asr. Let's make a diuk. Time of the toilish. The more I figured at this point, the toilish means literally, because he plucked it. Oh, so that's why it's asr. But, because, you know, he did the isr, right? Hanitlash. But let's say it happened on its own. It just got detached, it shed. Then it seems to be okay, shari. Right? And this is a bachar where there's reason to be concerned that he might delay. Because Kenela, certainly Eila delay Mashal, which gives him Chapar, of course he wouldn't delay things, and there's no reason to forbid. Does that prove anything? No. Who I did not feel in Nitlash Nami Asr. When the Brisa spoke about plucking, it really referred to, it's just an example, but really we're speaking even if it shed on its own. Either way, it's Asr, and there's nothing to work with in this Brisa. We thought the Brisa indicated that it's Nitlash, it's Mutter. No, everything's Asr. And perhaps by the oil as well. Vadi tani toilish, and the reason why the Brisa referred to manual plucking, ladecha kachet akavya, was just meant to highlight akavya's opinion, the lenient opinion, that even if it was manually plucked, he doesn't forbid the sheddings, the balmum. When it's a bechor balmum, I feel a betelish nami shari. So only by the tam, we did an outright isser, it's asa, but by the, you know, according to chachamim. But according to akavya, it's mortar, and even by Teilish. The Balmum, I feel the Teilish Nami Shari, even if he plucked it, it's mortar, Nami Shari. Okay, Vanan Nosha Tznan, says the Gemara. But if that's the case, so why back in our Mishnah did we have to speak about Nosha that it shed? Which sounds like Akabi is only going to permit it if it shed on its own. Why not just speak about outright plucking as well, just as this price? There it was meant to highlight the Rabbanon Shita. Vana Noshatnan, Tana Noshar, to highlight the Rabbanon Shita, even if it shed on its own, you don't see an indication of a foul play. Rabbanon still say it's Asr. And the Brisa, it went the other way to highlight Akavia's lenient opinion. Tana, Toilish, Hodech Gechad Akavia, that even if he manually plucked it, Akavia would maintain its mut. Okay, so bottom line, we had a Shaila regarding other Karbanis, so by the Bukhar, we discussed it in great length. But regarding the Chatas of Asham, there's no concern there, he's not going to delay things, but the Oila, we left it sort of unresolved. Samar with Doldo. So back to the last part of the Mishnah, we have this strand of wool, which had been technically detached, but still enmeshed in the surrounding wool. Hechidami in a near magiza. The Mishnah says if it looks separate from the rest of the wool, then it's considered separate, and it's asur. How do you define that? We have two definitions. Amar Belaz, Amar Shlokish. Koshi karoi hapakapi roishai. So, if this would be the hair, right? This is the head, this is the base. So it overturned. So now it looks like this, like an overturned, like a V. Okay, so this is the wool on the animal, and this was poking up the head and the base of that hair. It's basically folded, sticking out. In which case, it clearly looks separate. Rav Nosma Rishi Amar has a different definition. Kol she'enim esmach magiza. If it doesn't appear, you know, even, doesn't lie there, like, you know, with the rest of the wool. Why did Rish Lakish choose his approach over the second approach, a lying approach? Amar Rav Lo. So he answers like this: because of Rish Lakish holds, it's not a practical way to define it. V'shi efshal agiza, you don't find, you know, wool on the animal without, you know, b'lei niman, without the hair, the strands, hamadudolis, which are sort of, you know, facing upwards, that wouldn't be a factor. Rashi says otherwise you'll never have a sheep which is mutter. Rather, what's considered einanira means that it's totally, you know, overturned and looks separate. Okay, new parak says the Mishnah. Kama Yisrael chayom the tapu bebuchar. So we know that Yisrael gives the bechar the firstborn kosher animal. It's his to keep. If it's unblemished, he takes it as a carbon. If otherwise, he shechts it in his backyard. Now, can the Yisrael just take the newborn on the day of Mazel Tov and give it to the Kohen? No! The Kohen deserves to get a goat which will survive. He's not an animal raiser. He needs the Yisrael to look after it for a minimal time, past a certain threshold of development, and then give it to the Kohen. And we'll learn it from a pasuk. Ad kama, to what point are the Yisrael Chayovin, Latapel, the Bukhar, are they meant to look after and raise the Bukhar? Bedaka, if it's a light animal, a sheep will go, Shleshim Yom, 30 days, then it goes to the Kohen. Bagasa, a heavy animal, Chamishim Yom, 50 days. Rabbi Bedaka, Shlesh Chadoshim. By the Daka, it's 3 months. Omele HaKohen, now let's say the Kohen says, look, Rabid, why bother taking care of it? I'll take it right now. No, he can't do that because it looks like he's paying him off. Right? It looks like he's tempting him to. Encouraging him to give him the gift because he's lightening his load. He can't do that. The gift must be given to the Kohen that are covered in an honorable way without anything in exchange. No goods or services received. Suppose the Kohen approaches the farmer within this prescribed period and he says, Tanayel, you can give it to me. Hareza loit, not only should give it to him until the time is up. But let's say the Bukhar is already blemished and ready for Shechita. There's no point in holding on to him. But Amalai, the Kohen says, look, hand it over and I'll eat it right away. I'll save you hassle. I'll save me hassle. Mutter, you can do that because in this case, the Kohen is not sacrificing anything. He's just taking it, eating it right away. It doesn't look like he's paying him. Likewise, in the time of the Migdash, so if the Bukhar was unblemished and ready for Hakrova, Amalai, the Kohen addresses the farmer and says, look, I'm not doing you favors. I'm going to the Beis HaMikdash now. Give it to me. I'll take care of it. Amalai, Tainli, give it to me in its current state. Vakriven, I'll bring it as a carbon. So I'm not giving up anything for you. Mutter, in this case, since he's not sacrificing anything for the Yisrael, it's okay. Even though the Yisrael ultimately benefits from early delivery. Now, how soon are you meant to eat a bechor? Prior to its first birthday. Ha-bechor nechal shana b'shana, meant to eat it within the first year. Bein tam, whether it's a tam as a carbon, bein balmum, whether it's blemished. Shana marach ne'ashem l'kechot echlenu shana b'shana, within the year. No, the mum protection. Okay, it's within the year, and suddenly there's a mum. You don't get an extension. Rashi l'kaim, kol shem esachay. You can keep it until 12 months. So make sure before the birthday. Lachash nasay and Rashi l'kaim lamed yom. We'll see this in the Gemara that the mission is adding. Let's say it's past the year, so it's nowadays bisman hazeh. You can't bring it as a korban, so it's already past. You're waiting for it to get a mum, and suddenly a mum arrives. So in this case, you have 30 days. To consume it. Menachem Eli says, how do we know that a farmer has to, you know, raise the bechor for, you know, a minimum time? Amar Rav Kana, the Makor, the pasuk says, bechor b'necha titen li. Kein tas letzoncha, So if you take a look at the psukim, if you have it on the margin, it's very convenient. So we have two psukim in Shmoyis Perek Chavbeis. Pasuk of Ches reads, don't delay the bringing of your first fruit, the Bikurim. And then, Bechor Benecha Titenli, right? You should redeem the firstborn sons. And likewise, by your animals. Kintas L'Sharcha, those are the heavy animals. L'Tzvenecha, the light animals. So we connect the two concepts. That the Pidyon HaBen, which we know requires 30 days at a minimum, the Pasuk says you have to wait 30 days to redeem the firstborn son, that concept applies to animals as well. Hold on to them for 30 days. Rashi explains. That applies to light animals. So we connect Bechor Benecha to Tzoincha, which is the second animal mentioned. But then we go back to Meliascha V'Demacha, which is the Bikurim, which is a 50-day operation. Rashi explains, because the grain ripens Pesach time, and you bring it as Bikurim Shavuos time, 50 days later. So it's a 50-day operation, right? So you look after it for 50 days prior to delivering to the Beis HaMikdash. Likewise, the first animal mentioned on the list, Sharcha, the heavy animals, require a 50-day preparatory period before giving it to the Kohen. So 50 days applies to the Sharcha, which is the first item mentioned, and the Bechor Benecha, which indicates 30 days, applies to the second animal, Tzoinech. Efechano, perhaps in reverse. Who says the 30 goes on this and the 50 on that? Mistara, it makes sense, the Mekadel of Mekadem, the earlier time frame, which is the Bikurim, which is mentioned first, goes to the first animal, which is Sharcha, heavy animals, to Machal of Meacha. The second time frame, which is the Bechor Benecha, 30 days, goes to the second animal on the list, which is light animals. Adrab, just the opposite, the Samachle. Let's work with proximity. So Bechor Benecha Titali is stated right next to Sharcha. So perhaps Sharcha have a 30-day time period. Elama Rava says, Rava, I'll take a different approach. Amakro Tase. So regarding the 30-day period for the Tzoyin, that's because it's stated next to Pidyon HaBen, 30 days. But regarding the heavy animals, it says, Sa Tase, King Tase L'Sharcha, to add another Asiya, another element in the experience, to extend the time period. Torah adds another element of asiya. You have to hold on to it for another period past 30, up to 50. Says, how do you know it's 50? Maybe it's 60 days. There's no number mentioned in the pasuk. The answer is Hashem granted us the ability to delve into the true meaning of the psukim, of the mitzvahs. Torah granted the Chachamim the ability to discern and determine the proper time frame. And some Farshim learned that they went over to Bikurim, where they found the they went to Pesach to derive this number. And the Rambam explains what's the connection. How do you get to 50? He says because the Baal Ta'achad Isra of delaying a carbon at a minimum is 50 days. That's the most strict shita. If you have a carbon ready Pesach, you have to bring it by the next Yom Tov with a Shavuos. So we find that Baal Ta'achad, that there's a 50 day time period. So likewise, they apply the halacha to the Sharcha as well. So 50 days, and you give it to the Kohen. Tanam, you find the same in a Braisa. As per Rava's approach for the sourcing of these two time periods, Bechor Benecha Titanli, Kintasel Tzoyncha, 30-day Bechor period applies to Tzoyn, Yorachach L'Shorch, what about the heavy animals? Perhaps also, Tamalayma Tase, which extends the period, Hoysev L'Chakosev, Asiyacheres, B'Shorch, Ater is extending by the Shor. And it was determined by the Chachamim, L'Mashch HaKosev Chachamim, to determine, Mekan Omer, based on this we learn, Ad kami Yisrael chayav metav b'chor. How long does Yisrael have to tend to the b'chor? Depends. By medak a light animal shleish yoy 30 days. Begasa the heavy one 50 yom. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, it's much more. Bedaka by the light animal, it is shleish chadash 3 months. You know why? Bnei tipula meruba. It has lots of care. It's very tender. Tana, the Bryce explained, bnei shinei dakos, because of its very delicate teeth. So until it develops proper teeth, it can't, chew grass out of the ground. It needs its mother to nurse it, take care of it. So you meant to hold on to it for 3 months till it develops to a certain point where the Kohen can now look after it on his own. Okay, so bottom line, Mazal Tov, we have a Bechor. How soon to the Kohen? Well, if it's a Baal Mum, and the Kohen says, offers to take it for Shechita, maybe Shechita Gzuntet, or a Tam, likewise, Tam Yisam Migdash Gzuntet. But otherwise, gotta hold on to it. As per the Pasuk requires, which is 30 days by the Behemah Daka, 50 days by Behemah Gasa, and according to Rabbi Yossi, 3 months by the Behemah Daka. Okay, all the best to you, and Atzlach.